Fayetteville Jazz Collective is a local band made up of jazz musicians from Fayetteville and the surrounding region, and we've been playing for about 9 years now. And we sort of preserve the tradition of classic big band music by performing a lot of Count Basie and Duke Ellington and Sammy Nestico and people like that. But we also play a lot of new music. We have sort of a composer in residence in Dr. Rick Salonen, who does most of the writing for the big band. So it's kind of a mix of old and new.
And how many people make up the collective right now?
There are 18 musicians in the big band. Our horn section is the traditional big band lineup, which is 4 trumpets, 4 trombones, 5 saxophones, and the rhythm section, which is guitar, bass, drums, piano, and we have an auxiliary percussionist as well. We sometimes have a vocalist, but we're without one at the moment.
What is it like to bring the symphonic aspect to the sound of the Fayetteville Jazz Collective?
Well, it's a perfect marriage, really. You know, we have this great symphony orchestra that exists here in town, and then we have this great jazz band. And so, you know, they kind of come from a similar tradition of large ensemble playing, so it's a pretty easy thing to put together musically. There's a lot of common ground, and it's real special for us because there's been a movement in jazz for a long time, starting with Duke Ellington, to try to elevate this music, this American music, jazz, up to the concert level to where it's appreciated in the same way as the music of Mozart and Beethoven and all the great European masters. So we feel like we're kind of doing our part in playing a concert like this.
And this collaboration is all about film scores, so let's talk about film scores. Maybe what makes it different from symphonic music in general?
I think one of the things that makes film scores stick with us is that we do have a visual. Like we're watching a story, and we may not even be conscious of the music that's underscoring it. Then when we hear the music without the story, we remember the story. Whereas classical music doesn't always have a specific story with an exact text or, you know, characters that are defined. So that leaves a lot up to our imagination. But if you hear Gonna Fly Now, you're going to think of Rocky. You may not have thought about the music when you first experienced it, but it makes an impression. I don't know what that says about like the science of listening, but...
Well, along those same lines, you know, music is such a big part of film that a lot of time it's just part of the texture. Sometimes you're not actively listening to the music because you're also watching a visual and you're mm-hmm. taking in the story all the while you're hearing the music. So it's really interesting to be able to pull the music out of that, out of the narrative and the visual, and to let it kind of stand on its own. And a lot of times you find yourself thinking, wow, this is really good music. I never realized how good this is before.
That's the thing. A lot of this music would be brilliant if we didn't know there was a story attached to it, right? Mm-hmm. It would still be good music.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to me.
Thanks for having me.
Excited about this concert.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.